What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Sal is calling from Westchester. What's up, Sal?
Calling you guys. You guys had me cracking up before with this Ugas. Do you know Ugas? Do you know?
Well, we didn't really. I met him once, but yeah, I didn't really get a chance.
No, I'm not talking about the actual guy. Do you know what Ugas is? Like, if somebody
means
said
nothing.
Ugas.
You got nothing. Right, Ugas. Nothing.
No, that's not nothing.
Yes, it is.
Ugatsu. It's spelled U C A Z Z U. Ugatsu. And Sicilian, they pronounce the C as a G. So that's where you get the Ugas from. Ugas is the male private part. It's like a male rooster.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what that fits, means.
That fits for what I was using it for as well, then.
Brandon, you got to start calling Sal Facha de Guts.
This guy.
Sal sounds
like a trip. Yeah,
you know, that was always fun. The old Italian slang.
And then you got the hand gestures. My grandfather, yeah. I can still see him. Rest in peace. With his white little T-shirt, slicking his hair back, his gold cross, shaving every morning with his Old Spice thing. Oh, man. I can still see it. Long time ago.
BT and Sal on The Fan. We'll get back to your calls here. 877-337-6666. There is a tremendous quote that I just saw on social media that fires me up even more for game one tomorrow.
So okay.
You know Paul Reed, right? If I ask you who Paul Reed is, do you know who that is?
He is the dope who is underestimating the Knicks.
The
and he's
backup,
on the Philadelphia
I guess
76ers
the backup,
behind Embiid, yes.
Yeah, and truth be told, if you told me who Paul Reed was, I'd have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously now I know about him. Hey, maybe mission accomplished. He said something stupid and he got attention for it.
There you go.
Sounds familiar. Paul Reed, okay. When asked about it, Steph Bondi, I saw this according to Steph Bondi's Twitter account here, or X account. Josh Hart was asked about it. He said, I don't give a bleep about what he said. I don't care.
Does it begin with S or F?
F.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
That punctuates it perfectly.
It's a great question because it is a difference.
Yeah.
The other one's like, whatever.
But when
you say it with the F.
Uh-huh.
The Knicks are taking note.
I like it.
Paul Reed may have just cost himself and his team the series.
That's
whatever
awesome.
Chance the 76ers had, I think the Knicks just... we've seen it go the other way in these series over the years. The bulletin board material is a real thing in these playoff games or playoff series.
I think it's less than it used to be, though.
Really?
I can't prove that.
Old school Knicks team?
Well, no, not necessarily here applying to this situation, but I think that people are more desensitized to inflammatory comments now because it's all over the place. You almost get used to it. I'm saying in general, society.
The Knicks are the easier team or whatever you exactly said. Yeah. This is the matchup we wanted. The Knicks are an easier team. That is a direct insult to everybody in that locker room.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Like, when I hear insults like that, I take that personally.
Of course. How else could you take it?
And I think that this Knicks team, which is great for the city, they embody the city, they take that personally too.
I'll take it a step further. I want to see Josh Hart lay him out.
Throw some bows?
No, I'm talking about a foul. I don't mean not a punch.
Well, foul him hard.
Not where you take his knees out, where you, God forbid, injure his neck. He goes up for layup, you put him in the front row. You go for ball, put him in the front row.
How do you think that would go over if somebody said that about the 90s Knicks?
You'd have Oak and Mace waiting outside.
You'd be in big trouble.
I'd start with those two, and Starks would be ready to go. Everybody would be ready to go.
Oak would be like, you know what? I don't know who that is, but tell him to come meet me after the game.
You ever hear the story? I don't know if I read this, I heard this. You know, I believe it's true, so I'm not trying to tell tales out of school, but I forget the opposing player, but like there was either an opposing player either owed Oakley money or it was over a girl. One of the two. And you know how on the day of the game, you have a shoot around and then the opposing team comes in shortly thereafter. Generally, there's a little interplay as you're leaving, they're coming, vice versa. Oakley just walked up to him and smacked him.
I mean, are you surprised?
No.
Yeah, not at all.
No.
I love those teams. And I think, not that this team is as physical or as nasty is not the right word.
You can't be as physical. Nobody's as physical.
Right.
You're not allowed to do
point.
It anymore.
But this team does have that. Look, they are a disciple of that group because Tibbs is a disciple of Jeff Van Gundy.
And
Van
Gundy was Brunson's on the staff too. Brunson played not much, didn't do much, but he played.
His father was a literal 90s Knicks. Yes. So hey, Jalen gets it being around that team. Josh Hart, got heart, that type of toughness.
Oh, yeah. Hartenstein plays the right way. Everybody plays the right way.
You see DiVincenzo the other day? We're not avoiding any smoke.
Oh, yeah, I saw him.
Gotta love that. You just hope they now back it up when they go out there.
Mm-hmm.
Russell's calling from Wantagh. What's up, Russell?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Thanks so much for taking my call. You know, I've gotten the call before when you guys were talking about Carmelo Anthony. I didn't get to hear the whole call, but I love the opportunity to say Carmelo Anthony was the worst thing that ever happened to the Knicks. From the point where he forced them to trade for him because he couldn't wait 1 year for a max contract, refused to share the floor, refused to share the ball, and then ran anybody that threatened his celebrity and his status off the team and out of town. He was the worst thing that ever happened to the Knicks.
I think that's a little strong, the worst thing, but listen, the thing that bothered me the most...
He was selfish. You can't deny that.
I'm not. And I'm going to point out the most selfish thing that he ever did. And this is where... And I was a big Carmelo... I told you, I was at his first game after the trade.
Well, it was a big deal. I remember being excited about it, too. And then I watched him play every day, and I was like...
First couple of years, I was in, man. He was putting the ball in the hole. Knicks were much more competitive. They finally had an offensive superstar. I'm not looking to, lie about how I felt about him in real time. But it evolved. And I went from loving him to ready for it to end. And the last couple of years, I'm like, just trade him, get rid of him. But the thing that bothered me was it was a very selfish move is when he played in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I know, when he was hurt.
And he was hurt, and then he shut it down, literally then did not play again the rest of the season. And that tells me, I'm sorry.
Well, you need to know.
He wants the adulation of 19,000 people, the epicenter of the NBA that night, and even, just because the All-Star game, but it's also the Garden, his home fans, blah, blah, blah. He needed to feel that, and it was more. And I know the Knicks weren't good that year. And that was a little more important to him than the actual Knicks season. And that's all I needed to know.
He prioritized hanging out with the celebs, going to be seen, wanting to be a part of the All-Star. That's what he cared about. He didn't love New York because of the grit and the toughness and embody anything about the 90s Knicks at all. He loved New York because it was New York City, and he could go out to nice restaurants and enjoy the attention and all that stuff. So much so that when the Knicks actually had success with Jeremy Lin, it bothered him because he wasn't the guy anymore. I mean, think about what we're talking about here. I don't want to make this about Carmelo Anthony because it really does feel like we're personally going after him. And I do think personally he's a great dude.
So do I.
I watched his reality show, or his wife's reality show, so I love La La.
I don't think they're married anymore.
Well, whatever.
I think so.
I've been a big La La fan for a long time, so I've always loved her. I watched the reality show. I thought, I love their son. I hope he turns out to be a baller. He's going to be in the NBA one day.
He's a baller.
But I'm not knocking Melo's talent.
No, as a Knick.
The things that
it was less than.
Yeah, the things that I value... He does the exact opposite. Lazy.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selfish, bull hog, not max effort, the energy, all that. It's the thing that I hate the most. Those qualities are the things that I have no tolerance for with athletes. He had all of them. He was the opposite. All the talent in the world, none of the other stuff. I value the other stuff.
Me too.
And the talent is kind of secondary.
I mean, the talent's a bonus. Like, yeah. if you have those elements that maybe he didn't have, all it wasn't always in great shape. Definitely hogged it up. But if you are a hard worker and you've got that special talent, that now you Jeter. You're somebody like that, or Brunson,
or Ewing, right? Exactly. Or Ewing. Brunson, Ewing. That's how my standard from a Knicks fan was set with Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
And he had the combination of all the things that we talked about. Obviously the talent, the heart, the determination, work ethic, all that stuff. And then it trickled on down through the rest of those guys. Almost all of those guys to a man, because otherwise you wouldn't have made it, whether it be for Riley, whether it be for Van Gundy. Those guys were all max effort, all heart, all toughness.
Kurt Thomas.
Kurt Thomas, Childs, one of my favorite players. All those guys. Derek Harper. Yeah. Kurt Thomas. Was he the most talented player?
Nope.
Absolutely not. But I'd take him any day on my team. He'd smash your teeth out with an elbow.
Yeah.
He'd knock a jump shot down from the elbow. Mm-hmm. Like, Kurt Thomas was a warrior. Chris Childs, same thing. Charlie Ward. Toughness. All of those guys. Carmelo was not that. So my standard was set by the 90s Knicks. I never felt that from the 90s Knicks until now. Matter of fact, I felt it with Randle. I think Julius Randle has that.
He brought that back. Yeah, I don't disagree.
Not to the level of Ewing or Brunson, but he brought back the combination of toughness, hard work, maximizing his ability, and he had the talent to go along with
it. We're leaving one guy out, and it wasn't long, but I'm going to show the man the respect that he deserves, and that's Amari.
Agreed.
Because Amari wanted that. Now, maybe he didn't have the other offers, obviously the bum knee, and of course we know what happened. Amari wanted to be here. I remember the day when he walked in, into Two Penn Plaza, he said the Knicks are back.
Yep,
that was the quote. And that man came here, and his first year and a half or so, he was one of the best players in the NBA, and then his body betrayed him.
I had more fun.
I respect Amari a lot.
Me too. More so than Melo.
Yeah.
But when Melo got here, Amari took a back seat.
Yeah, that's true.
And that bothered me. And remember, there was the old Carmelo and Amari work together. Well, I'd rather it be Amari's team. I had more fun watching them with Raymond Felton, Gallinari.
Yep.
It was Wilson Chandler. It was
the first time I felt
wow, this team is worthwhile. Led by Amari, who wasn't as dominant at that time as he's been in his career.
Mozgov was on that team still.
They were playing the right way.
Agreed.
They traded for Melo. Everything changed.
I agree.
And now it's changed for the better because Brunson is better than Amari. And I'm not trying to disparage Amari. He's the best, as you said before, since Ewing.
He's their best player. He seems to be their hardest worker. And he's maybe the lowest maintenance superstar in the NBA. That's an amazing starting point.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.